This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. CIA Director William Burns, also the chief U.S. negotiator for an end to the Gaza war and release of hostages held by Hamas, said a more detailed ceasefire proposal would be made in the next several days.
We have to all remember that despite all of that work that needs to be done, this is ultimately a question of political will. Whether or not leaders on both sides are prepared to recognize that enough is enough, and that the time has come finally to make some hard choices and some difficult compromises. I hope profoundly that both of those leaders are going to make that decision.
Moore commented on Iran's potential response to the assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran.
I suspect they will try, and we won't be able to let our guard down for the type of activity that the Iranians might try and prosecute in that direction. And the Iranians have a destabilizing playbook around their region, and we see that in their sponsorship of Lebanese Hezbollah, in their support to Hamas, what they do with the Iraqi Shia militia who are under their control, what they do with the Houthis in terms of disrupting international shipping through the Red Sea.
After 11 months of conflict in Gaza, Burns said he was working with mediators Qatar and Egypt to secure a ceasefire by finding a proposal which satisfies both parties. Ukraine's foreign ministry said on Saturday it was deeply concerned by reports about a possible impending transfer of Iranian ballistic missiles to Russia. In a statement emailed to reporters, the ministry said the deepening military cooperation between Tehran and Moscow was a threat to Ukraine, Europe, and the Middle East, and called on the international community to increase pressure on Iran and Russia. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News.